Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Joy Brown. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My daughter is having a problem with a teacher slash coach at her school. The teacher coach has taken a dislike to her and says some, you know, like, or if she's nastier to her than the other girls.
How do you know?
I'm hearing it from other parents. I'm hearing it from her.
Well, she's certainly not necessarily the world's best reporter on it. What are the other parents have said?
No, they basically said that she's berated their kids too. That to the point.
Well, but then she's not being any uglier to your kid than she is to other people's kids.
No, no, no. Just one other kid. Like I said, she does have her pupils that she picks on, and to the point where other parent or other teachers have come up and say, you know, don't worry about it, you know, and all this good stuff. But
Wait. Don't worry about what?
Don't worry about what she says. You're doing okay. You know what I mean?
To your daughter.
To my daughter and to this other girl that she centered out. Other teachers have come up. They're scared.
And how old is your daughter?
On. She's 16. And this teacher's about, I would say, mid-40s.
And what does the teacher teach?
She is a phys ed.
Is your daughter good at phys ed?
Yes, she is.
All right. So will your daughter have this teacher next year?
I'm afraid so. All through high school, which is a problem. But lately, like, she had to blow off her practice lately because my daughter had, she had work. And she had canceled work the previous week because of this sport. So this time, she's gone to the faculty, she's gone to her other coach and basically said, do you realize so-and-so blew off my practice because she had work.
So the teacher went.
Yes.
And said that Sharon has blown off. Okay, so
yeah.
She's allowed to do that. I mean, Karen, give me the point on this.
Okay. The thing is, can I approach this teacher?
Not without your daughter's permission. And my guess is your daughter would rather die than have you go and talk to her.
Yes.
Karen, listen to me. Take a deep breath here. You're thinking about this wrong.
Okay.
I know you love your daughter.
Yeah.
But she's
really bothered by this.
Well, then your daughter certainly has permission to go to the teacher and say, listen, I seem to have, I seem to run afoul of you. I'd like to know how to get back in your good graces. And certainly, I mean, blowing off practice is not going to help the coach adore you. But this is your daughter's issue. And I would say to your daughter, listen, here's the deal. If you want me to, I'll go to school. And she's going to say, Mom, please don't.
No, she won't.
And you shouldn't.
No.
Your daughter is not 5 years old. She's 16.
No. Okay.
And you can certainly say to your daughter, look, here's the deal. You can go to the teacher and ask if there's something that you can do to get on her best side, or you can tough it out. Because most of us learn more from the teachers that hated us than the teachers who loved us.
Well, I figured you'd say that, but I thought normally you say that when it's another student. But this is because the balance of power is definitely not equal.
Karen, you're not listening.
Yes, I am listening.
You think about what your options are. You can either make your daughter feel like she's a victim, which really doesn't do a damn thing, except make the situation worse. Your daughter will not let you go to the teacher, nor should you. But your daughter has options. She can decide to that this teacher is going to teach her more than any other teacher. She can decide that she hates this teacher's guts and just to get through it. She can go and talk to the teacher. But this is how we learn to deal with people in life, is that we have somebody who's given us a hard time. We're not going to learn anything from people who adore us. Stay out of it. And you can, if you want to, say to your daughter, here's the deal, daughter of mine. You can do anything you want, but don't talk to me about it because it just makes me want to wring the teacher's neck, and then you get mad at me. I don't think that's a great idea. I do think it is a good strategy in certain situations, but you want your daughter to feel that she can come to you. But she doesn't want you to go and talk to the teacher.
No, she doesn't.
She just wants you to let... Listen, Karen, hasn't there been a time in your life where you just wanted to complain to somebody and have them say, oh, you poor thing, and you could handle it yourself? That's all your daughter really wants from you right now is to say, oh, you poor thing.
Okay, good.
And
no,
you don't...
That's good to know that.
Okay, and you don't have to say it. I mean, you can say to her, when somebody comes to me and says, no, I say, well, what do you want to do about it? And they say, well, nothing. I say, okay. Or they'll say, well, I want to do this. And I say, okay. And they say, well, I don't know. And I said, well, you know, if you want to come up with some ideas, I'll walk through them with you. But don't do what your daughter doesn't want you to do. She doesn't want you to fight her battle. She just wants some sympathy at this moment.
Okay.
All righty?
Okay, thank you very much.
I know. Parenting is not the world's easiest
job.
Oh,
my God. It's hard to sit on the sideline and see what's happening to
her. I know. But, my dear, remind yourself, one of my mantras, that any decision you come up with is not as good as what your daughter comes up with, even if she's wrong. Because she'll learn a lot more from her mistakes than she will from your successes. She's not going to learn anything from the fact that you know what to do. And in this particular case, what you want to do won't work and is not a good idea. But even if it were... Your daughter is going to learn a lot more from her mistakes than she will from your behavior. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
And one more thing.
All right.
In general. Okay, so at what point should a parent intervene?
I think you always ask the kid.
Okay.
I mean, what kind of thing are you thinking about intervening on?
Well, it's going to speak to the teacher on the stage. So, you know what, I realize you and so-and-so have gotten on the wrong foot.
Well,
is it possible, you know, can you perhaps enlighten me, or what can we do to rectify it?
But what if you said that? I think it's a perfectly wonderful speech, but I would give it to your daughter to go to the teacher with.
Okay.
Okay?
Good.
Because otherwise your teacher, if the other kids find out, gee, Sharon, your mom had to come and talk to the teacher for you.
No,
wow, is she going to come and bring your diaper and your bottle at lunchtime?
No, this teacher would do it to my daughter.
Well, either way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think it's a perfectly lovely speech. And you can say to your daughter, look, what if, you know, here's my suggestion. Or you can, even better, you can say to your daughter, do you want to hear my suggestion? Now, she may say no, at which point you have to keep your mouth shut, all right?
Yeah, okay.
But it's not a bad idea to ask, and she may be curious. You could say, you know, what if you went to the teacher and said, do you know what? We seem to have gotten off on the wrong foot. Is there something I can do to, is there extra credit? Is there something, did I make a mistake? Did I hurt your feelings? Is there something I can do to put our relationship back together? Yeah, I mean, again, the theme, and you can hear how much as adults, as parents, we want to protect our kids. But again, that we already know how to do stuff, right? You know, that's why it's called adult as opposed to child. And helping our kids to figure out their own style of doing things, to figure out a way of dealing with problems. You hear me all the time saying that you can't bully somebody who's not willing to be intimidated. So if you're not willing to be intimidated, whether it's a fellow classmate, whether it's a teacher, whether it's even a parent, that what we need to do, and certainly it's a lot harder to parent a child that is not willing to be bullied even by you. Which doesn't mean that they can't be respectful. It doesn't mean that sassing you is okay. Because part of how we learn to deal with the world is that we are polite. That good manners are really the lubrication of social interaction. So there's no particular reason. It's okay to disagree with somebody. It's okay to question somebody. As I said, I could even get away with asking the president of Heifer how much money he made. Because I said I don't think that that presidents of nonprofits should be making millions of dollars. That if you want to make millions of dollars, go to Wall Street and everybody will look at you and say, gee, you know, you're capitalist scum or whatever they're going to say. But if you're running a nonprofit, which is not to say that you can't make a decent living, but a decent living, I think, is six figures, not seven. If you're running a nonprofit, that's the whole point, that you want most of the money to go to people, the community that you're serving, not to yourself. And even if you make, if you're a great fundraiser, so what? So presumably you can have a second life, you can have a first life making a lot of money and a second life giving it away and helping other people to give it away. And I also asked them what their overhead was, and it was 8%, which is perfectly acceptable as far as I'm concerned. But again, you can get away with a lot in this society, in general, by just being polite. If you're rude, you're going to get a lot more resistance than if you're just plain polite. I know, Southern girl than I am. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Let's finish up pastries because everybody seemed to be interested in pastries. Now we know about Long John's versus versus chocolate eclairs.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to Stephanie. She says, I actually like this one. I've never had this before, but I like the comment that she left. She goes, butter tart And then she goes,
it's a butter tart.
Yeah, she goes, yeah, I am Canadian, so it must be a Canadian.
Well, yeah, look, folks, if it's an obscure thing, you have to explain to us what it is.
Yeah, for sure, because I'm curious as to what exactly a butter tart is.
I don't know. Yeah,
I have to look it up. Maybe Diane says anything raspberry.
Okay, except those little sort of things will get in your teeth, which sort of.
Rachel says a cupcake. Marcia says
any cupcake will do.
Yeah, I guess she didn't really specify, but I suppose any cupcake will do. I'm kind of more so. I like the white cake cupcakes with the
cupcakes. See, I'm not crazy about cupcakes, but I love the frosting on it, and I think that a number of, like, they sent me the Hollywood studio for cakes sent me four cupcakes,
mm-hmm.
And they had, I mean, the ratio of icing to cake was probably at least 50-50, which is perfect as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
and
I
it
agree.
Was because they had, and maybe it was more than that, maybe it was slightly like 60-40, not a whole lot of cake, and I like the cake when it has like goo in it, like some kind of. Do you know what the filling of Twinkies is?
No, I've always wondered. I always thought it was.
Yeah,
like some
you're
sort
not
going
to eat it ever again if I tell you.
It was like a Cool Whip type of thing, but it's not that.
No, it's much worse than that. It's Crisco and sugar.
Crisco and sugar, like the vegetable oil, kind of.
Yeah, like the hardened, the white stuff.
Oh.
Not even the, yeah.
Yeah, I probably don't think I'll be having a Twinkie. I haven't
had one. I mean, it does taste good, but I mean, I like cupcakes that have something in them. But the frosting is the thing to do. But these ones had serious amount of frosting.
Marcia says Kringle. It's a fabulous Danish pastry made right in Racine, Wisconsin.
A Kringle. Folks, listen, if you're going to send us something that's local and obscure, at least tell us what it is.
Yeah, she says the Danish pastry, but I'm not quite sure what it's made of or what it entails. So.
Well, hopefully it has like things like almonds or something on it.
Yeah, for sure. Susan says black and white cookies.
See, I never really understood the fuss of those. Those are very popular around here, and I just don't quite get them. I mean, they have a serious amount of frosting on them, but they're just basically a vanilla sugar cookie with not much sugar on them, and half is chocolate, but not really great chocolate, and the other half is just icing, which tastes really sugary.
Hmm. Jessica says everything, really. She says, I love pastries. But if forced to pick, probably cheese, cherry, Danish.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be the sort of outstanding one that everybody likes the very best.
Yeah, we've had a couple people say
we've had Danish. Two cheese Danishes and one cherry. So this is the cheese cherry. So that's you know, a huge percentage of people like. So, folks, get on it. I mean, I haven't had a really good one anytime recently. They're usually either soggy or the crusts aren't very good or the cheese is kind of dry.
Yeah. We also, you know, remember yesterday, too, we also had a couple people say croissants, too. I know, I think you mentioned you weren't too keen.
Well, the thing about croissants is that you can just taste the butter in them. I mean, it's that they're chocolate. I like chocolate croissant better than anything, but I actually like I like bear claws and stuff. I like almond. I like nut flavors in chocolate. So. Yeah.
And then Sally wanted us to know she had mentioned the Krispy Kreme donuts. I think that we went over yesterday. I think we had mentioned that it was. That they started in Tennessee. She wanted us to know that they actually started in North Carolina.
Yeah, I knew it was one or the other. I certainly it was one or the other. Yeah. So. Well, you know, once you get north of the Mason-Dixon line. No, don't send me emails. I was born in New Orleans, so I was just kidding. That was a joke. Don't send me emails. Send them to Manny. Manny's the one who said that. It was not my fault.
I'll take care of them.
You'll take it. Yeah, you'll take care of it.
But, that's all we got.
Well, there's something about... I went to a barbecue restaurant last night with a friend, and you forget how much regional cooking is depending on different things that you're not used to eating. I mean, first of all, barbecue is sugar. I mean, it's ketchup and sugar, and then it's a huge amount of meat. which none of which, I mean, I don't do any of those, so. And we thought we were doing a good job by ordering it over a salad. It didn't help much. And then they have like little, yeah, and the coleslaw actually. I mean, there was anything we tried to sort of offset the fact that we were just eating things that our stomach was just not really going to be happy. And the place was just completely jammed, and everybody, I mean, and people, huge amounts of food. But you forget everything in the South is either got sugar in it, is fried, or is covered with ketchup, or hopefully all three.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think of, I don't know if you really would necessarily call them a pastry, but what do you think of bagels? Like, are you a big bagel person? Or
The problem about bagels, as far as I'm concerned, is that they're like, for a regular-sized bagel, they're like 350 calories. So,
right.
And I'll take out, you know, I'm sort of a girl, so I'll take out the middle. I mean, I'll occasionally have a bagel, but it's an awful lot of calories for what you get.
Right.
And they're now making bagels that are as big as your head. Which, you know, so they're 3,000 calories. And supposedly bagels are boiled, not fried. There's a lot of sugar in them.
Right.
So, yeah. Are you a bagel guy?
Yeah. I mean, I...
My daughter loves bagels. When she comes to New York, that's the first thing she wants to do is get bagels.
Yeah. I mean, I'm more of a... Because I know some people that will have, you know, they'll put, like, cream cheese on a bagel or something that. I usually like... they've got like the cinnamon flavor ones. As you probably noticed, I'm a big cinnamon flavored.
I got that cinnamon was your thing.
I'm big time into cinnamon. So
you probably like the cinnamon raisin ones.
Yeah, you know, I've never had the cinnamon raisin ones before, but I do. I've had some that have like the, I think it's like the French toast flavoring on them or something like that. So
French toast would be egg and milk and cinnamon and sugar.
Right, yeah. So
I actually have had bagels in Canada, which are a very strange kind of thing. I had them on the west coast of Canada.
Are they pretty different from the United States?
Yeah, they really, supposedly bagels vary greatly, and it's about the water. That's at least what aficionados say. I'm not sure that I'm that sophisticated about it, but my kid says that New York bagels are better than any place.
Okay.
So She is the bagel queen. But I also discovered last night at the Heifer thing that they have a cheese that has got walnuts in it that looks like it's got meat in it. It's a very odd thing. It's very dark. But it's walnuts, I think, and cheese, which is pretty good, which I'd never had before.
Oh.
All righty, enough about fattening stuff. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door is locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Oh, you know, I meant to mention that Dinosaur 13, where we did the interview with the guys from that, remember that it was the largest dinosaur relic ever found in North America. And dinosaurs only existed in North America, which I didn't know. And that's being played on CNN at 9 and 11 tonight.
So dinosaurs only existed in North America.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either till I did the interview with them.
So they weren't over in, like, you know, and obviously the geography of things, you know, the way the Earth was
configured.
It was
North America.
Now,
It's North America.
Interesting.
Yeah. And apparently it's going to be replayed. It's called Dinosaur 13. And as I said, we loved it and did a really fun interview. Mm-hmm. We'll also be on. So it's tonight at 9 and I think 9, 11 and on Sunday at 8 and 11. So,
okay.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it, it's really interesting because it's not only about dinosaurs, the hugest skeleton ever found. And it is huge. But it's found on on Native American land, which was but it was privately owned. I mean, it's huge complication. I mean, just you can't believe what happened, the politics of it, and then it was. Well, I won't tell you how it ends because the end is kind of heartbreaking. And it was a town that named, I think they named the dinosaur Sue, and they figured it was going to be their, you know, their ticket to being wealthy again because people were going to see it. It was just, I mean, it was, what can I tell you? It was, it's a heartbreaking film, but it's really interesting. And the how they do it and how they found it.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing is really interesting. So okay. If you haven't seen it. And you may not have, and we did the interview with the team as well. Okay, so we have an email that we wanted to get to as well.
That's right, Katie in Pennsylvania. She writes, "Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for being there for all of us. I am 29 years old and have struggled with anxiety disorder basically since birth. I've been on Zoloft in the past, which worked very well for me, but I weaned off of that medication last year, and I'm doing well. I currently see a therapist every 2 weeks. My question is, how do I control, or can I control, crying at what I believe are inappropriate times? I have always had this problem, for example, crying during TV commercials about animal rights. I don't necessarily want to change this characteristic about myself, but I would like to be able to control it during certain situations. For example, the job position I hold, I've been in for 3 years. The job has worn me down, and I'm not happy about the position. There are other opportunities within the company that may be available to me, so I spoke to my manager. She is kind and always willing to listen and help, so she's not at all intimidating. However, when I was speaking to her today about my concerns, I began to cry. It is not only embarrassing, but I feel that people may perceive me as weak because of it. Any suggestions?"
Okay. Yeah, look, the same thing that'll help with the anxiety, which is square breathing, taking a deep breath, taking a glass of water, removing yourself from the situation will work for the tears, which are just another form of the anxiety is taking. And, you know, I'm sympathetic with it. I'm the kind of person, I tend to blush, which is almost as difficult. And I've worked basically with men for my whole career, including broadcasting and as an engineer and on the space program and yada yada, and sort of felt the same way that you felt, which is that it was okay to cry, but it was not okay to cry at work. And I literally have a scar on my palm from digging my nails into my palm at one point because I was really determined not to cry. So, I mean, the same things that work for you about anxiety will work for you about the crying as well, because again, it's just overwhelming emotion. So what you need to do is a distraction. Pain will work as a distraction. Square breathing will work as a distraction. Think of the other person as naked, which is a different kind of distraction, but will work. Just catching your breath for a moment. So they're exactly the same phenomenon. They're just slightly different manifestations of it, of just feeling overwhelmed by emotion. And what we do when we're overwhelmed by emotion, which is not a helpful kind of response, the overwhelmed aspect of it, is just take a deep breath and step back and disconnect. And any way you can find to do that, as I said, when I was sitting in my boss's office, pain was the way that I did it. Square breathing will do it. Starting to cough or something, say, "Excuse me for just a minute, I need to get a sip of water." Taking a sip of water. Almost anything that you can do to just stop the process will work very well. And you're right. I think especially at work that that you don't want to be viewed as weak or overly sensitive or anything of that sort. But let me also say, as a sidebar here, that if your work is making you unhappy enough to cry on a frequent basis, you may need to look at whether that's the place you need to be. That everybody has tough days, and everybody has. For me, it's when somebody's being horrible to me, I'm much less likely to be upset than when somebody's being really nice. That's where I have my problems. So, oh no, they're being nice. But the same techniques will work in either the anxiety part, and which is not to say that you need to be on Zoloft, because it sounds like you don't. But you can use the same techniques of just distancing yourself, allowing your intellect to respond rather than your emotions, And again, the best decisions and the best lives are worked where the two are in conjunction with one another. But you don't, being overwhelmed is always an expensive process. Whether it's panic or anger or frustration or sadness or anything else, it sort of shuts down our ability to evaluate and to find compromises and to be our most and best self, which sort of gets us into one of the topics that we were going to try and cover today, which maybe we have enough time to at least get started on, which is standing up for yourself. And how you do that, and it doesn't have to be aggressive. It does have to be assertive, and those are not the same things. So how about if we maybe as kind of an adjunct to that answer, of talk about, you know, when people stand up for themselves. Okay, Manny, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Sorry, I was checking something on the computer there. Go ahead.
Well, we're talking about people standing up for themselves.
Yes. Sorry about that. Yes, we asked the question.
Well, my standing up for myself is saying, Manny, pay attention. There we go. That was standing up for myself. There we go.
Yeah, we did ask the question on Facebook, when did you last stand up for yourself, and what was the end result? And
okay.
Lori says, she says, well, this Grammy tried to stand her ground about the respect owed from rude granddaughters. She says, recall last Thursday's show, World War III has begun. Oh, boy. Have a great day, Dr. Joy and Shane. This is actually probably still when Shane was producing.
All right, so wait a minute. Understand that you cannot demand respect from somebody. Respect is a gift. It's not. You can walk away from somebody who's being disrespectful. You can ignore it. It's stupid and cheerful. The problem about taking on grandchildren, especially if the parents are around, is quite often you're going to be double teamed. You're going to be taking on not only the kids but the grandparents. And all you have to do to say, and it would be helpful to know exactly what the circumstances were, but saying, if you want me to do this for you, this is how you have to respond. You don't have to say you have to respect me, or I'm your grandmother, you have to respect me, because I mean, you're fighting a losing battle, and it's not that you're not right, it's just that you're not going to be effective. But saying, if you guys expect me to come to your school events, then you have to, when I come into the room, introduce me to your teacher. Or if you want me to take you to the grocery store, you have to ask politely, as opposed to saying, it's time to go. In other words, do the if-then statement. If this is what you want from me, this is what you get in return. And it works much better as a contract, as an if-then statement, than you owe me. Because you owe me is a difficult... Obviously, if they felt they owed you, they'd give it to you. And I can remember my mother saying, you don't have to love me, but you have to respect me. And I can remember even in my little rebellious mind saying, no, I don't. I didn't say it out loud because I didn't want to be grounded until I was 48. But I remember thinking, no, I don't. And respect is something I think is earned, not something that you can demand of somebody else. So it would be helpful if you hear the response to give me a call, and we can talk about specifically different ways of negotiating what you were trying to achieve.
And Shelley says he moved out. I guess it's no fun being controlling when you don't have anyone to control anymore.
Well, that's the truth. You know, that's a stupid and cheerful of saying, well, gee, that's really interesting. And no. Right. I mean, again, you don't have to be aggressive. You don't have to be in somebody else's face. You just have to know where your boundaries are and be really clear about them. And you don't have to be angry about them. You can be very calm and even smiley-faced about it. You just have to be clear.
Yep. And Laura says back in July, she says that the divorce was final in October 2014, so she's certainly proud of standing up to her now ex-husband, it sounds like.
There you go. Again, I mean, if you look at things like that, you can quite often find the seeds earlier on. 855-99-DR-JOY, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. All right, Manny, I have a big Christmassy thing to talk with you about, but I think you need to explain to us what, since you're the one who pointed out today was Happy National Noodle Ring Day, what a noodle ring is.
Exactly. Well, like you said, National Noodle Ring Day. A noodle ring is it actually has a, according to this, has a huge number of fans across the country, even though I hadn't, until I found this story, I hadn't really actually heard of it before.
A noodle ring?
Yeah. It is actually a popular pasta dish created in an eight or nine inch ring mold, typically made of noodles, flour, breadcrumbs, cheese, and eggs in its main ingredients. When baked, the noodle ring is then removed from the mold onto a plate, giving it a high rating in appearance as well as taste. So I'm curious as to what exact, if it's like more of a sweet taste or if it's more of a salty type taste. Or
they've got a recipe here for it. Let's see if I can find it. Apparently there's a vintage one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got 3/4 of a pound of noodles, 3 cups uncooked, 3 eggs, a teaspoon of salt, butter, pepper, and milk.
So it's probably have a little bit more of a salty taste, I guess, or the opposite of sweet, I guess.
I mean, I think it's probably just tastes like, I don't know, like Alfredo or something. It's basically an Alfredo sauce.
Okay.
So it doesn't even have cheese in it, so maybe not.
Hmm. Interesting.
But it looks, maybe the reason that it's, they're saying preserving recipes and cookbooks from the past century.
Okay.
So it's a vintage recipe.
Okay. It says it has a huge number of fans across the country, even though before today I had never really
I hadn't heard about it either. But because it looks like a wreath, maybe that's part of it.
Yeah.
And you could apparently put cheese in it as well.
Yeah.
They have lots of pictures of it. It doesn't look like, I don't know. It doesn't look all that yummy, but they have a pecan noodle ring. That's kind of interesting.
You're a pecan person, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm nuts in general, I think, are just great. So, but they have many pictures of it. A sour cream noodle ring.
Hmm.
Apparently mid-century. One looks like a fruitcake. It looks basically, it's just ziti, I think, or something of that sort.
Yeah.
Doesn't do it for me particularly. But it's good to know that it is the national day and that we now could celebrate it. And
they did name a day after it, so apparently I guess a lot of people like it. I've never heard of it, like I said, up until today. So if you like it, enjoy it, I guess.
From now on, if you're going to put something up. All right. So I thought what I would do, since we haven't done a whole lot of Christmassy stuff, that it's maybe time there. Although I was, as I said, I was walking down the street yesterday, and there was a bar that said we promised not to play any Christmas music till the middle of December, but they're pretty close now.
Mm-hmm.
So all right, so here, did you know that is the most popular song ever written? Apparently, is White Christmas. Did you know that?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. It's the best selling single of all time, and this is the 60th anniversary of it. It was written by Irving Berlin, who was obviously a Jew. And it turns out that Bing Crosby had actually sung it in Holiday Inn in 1942 and Blue Skies in 1946. They shared not only the same hit song, songwriter, and Crosby, but also the same country and movie set. So I guess that redoing something made some sense. In the 1954s, White Christmas was the biggest box office hit of director Michael Curtiz's career, which included an Oscar for Casablanca.
Hmm.
So, you know, did you ever see the movie White Christmas?
I think I did as a kid.
Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, mm-hmm. Danny Kaye.
I think I saw it as a very, very young child. Maybe about
right, this is something that hasn't changed much. Crosby's on-screen love interest was Rosemary Clooney, whom I met, who's really a nice woman, who George Clooney's aunt, as most people know. Rosemary at the time was 26. Guess how old Bing Crosby was at the time?
Oh, boy.
51.
Wow.
Double.
Wow.
Clooney and Vera Ellen played showbiz sisters Betty and Judy Haynes. Vera Ellen couldn't sing, so Clooney sang both parts in the film's Sisters duet. I didn't know that. I remember the Sisters. I remember Nevermore Devoted Sisters. In the last 10 years alone, the song has been covered 43 times. By artists including Kelly Clarkson, Lady Gaga, and Taylor Swift, who is the flavor of the week this week.
Okay.
This is something that I didn't know. Carl Switzer, who is Alfalfa, he's the one with the cowlick in Our Gang, appears in a photo of the Haynes sisters' brother.
Hmm.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah.
When Fred Astaire declined to resurrect his song and dance duo with Crosby from Holiday Inn, the role went to Donald O'Connor. I said Danny Kaye, didn't I? Oh, but that's in Holiday Inn. When O'Connor became ill, Danny Kaye stepped in. So I knew it was Danny Kaye.
Okay.
So Fred Astaire to Donald O'Connor to Danny Kaye.
Hmm. Wow.
Danny probably made the most money. White Christmas made a huge amount of money. Betty and Judy mentioned that their brother is out of the country in Alaska, not a state, until 1959.
Hmm.
There you go. Chevy Chase and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. We're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny K. Mm-hmm. So there we go.
Okay. Wow.
So you didn't know it, and it's his 60th anniversary.
60th anniversary, wow.
All right, so people watch White Christmas. I've actually seen White Christmas a bunch of times. Okay. I've also seen Holiday Inn, and I think White Christmas takes place at the Holiday Inn. But my favorite Christmas is still Christmas Story. You're going to shoot your eye out with a BB gun.
Yeah.
And I've watched that, I think, every Christmas for, I don't know, gazillion years. My daughter and I watch it together. Somebody actually sent it to me a couple of years ago, but it's on endless loop. I think on, what, one of the cable channels. You can just, and it just, you start at any place. It's on Broadway. It's now become part of the holiday season in New York, where they have the Rockefeller Center radio show with the Rockettes. And they have a Christmas Story, and literally the audience can repeat the stuff scene by scene. So, with Ralphie,
I have one of my best friends actually. We kind of tease him about it every time the movie comes on. He actually looks like Ralphie Parker in that movie. So it's we like to give him a hard time, kind of tease him.
Well, if you haven't ever seen it, it really is an adorable movie. It's. And the guy who played Ralphie is actually one of the producers of the Broadway play. Yeah. I think he probably made enough money that it's like that all of a sudden the people from Friends, I guess because Lisa Kudrow just had a new show that I guess has been already canceled. Them talking about never having to work again. And they're all relatively young.
Yeah.
And Jennifer Aniston is doing Cake this season, which
right.
she's going to get some notice for and probably some nominations on. So.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to be in a position where you never had to work again.
Yeah.
Manny knows how to do that. He's only doing this out of the goodness of his heart.
Of course.
Or something like that. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.